Yeah. Okay. Let's get started. I'm Bart Boswinkel. I can support stuff. Maybe as a starter, we just do a round of introduction. So I'm Bart Boswinkel.
Good afternoon. I'm Antoinette Johnson, and I'm a new volunteer for the working group from NICVI.
Mohammed Ibrahim. I'm also a volunteer, but I'm also in the CCNSO. But my issue is, when I'm in Somalia, I can't get access to the web. So only when I'm in Nairobi or here, so you'll see more of myself while I'm around. But for next month, you'll see more of me. Thank you.
Luis Espinosa from .cr. I was working in the working group that suggests the creation of the repository for this working group, and I'm interested in keeping the job updated.
Hi, my name is Christina Nordstrom, and I'm with the CCNSO Secretariat, so I can support staff.
I'm Gabriela Schittig, CCNSO support staff. And he, you're on the phone. Could you say something about yourself?
Hi.
Can you hear us?
Here, yes.
Yes, hello. Can you just introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Hitoshi from JPRS. JPRS of JP Registry.
Everybody hear it? Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's continue. There. We have apologies from Zora Vla, who is also in this working group, and he couldn't make it to this meeting. And I think the Wim de Gezelle, he's coming. He's an observer from Center, that is the European regional organization. So, okay. A couple of things, and I will start off because that's probably the easiest. At this stage, there are a couple of things the work group needs to do. The first and probably most important one is to nominate a chair. That chair will be appointed by the CCNSO Council at its upcoming meeting. But as soon as we have a chair, then he or she can. Yeah, it's easier. It's very uncomfortable if I can support staff needs to act as chair. This working group is driven by the volunteers, like every other working group in the CCNSO. So that's one. The first one is nomination of chair. The second one, if you look at the charter of this working group, there are a couple of things this working group needs to do. And its first main task will be to develop a kind of a work plan with a schedule. So there is a bit of an idea how we want to progress, and it's very clear we can't do that here during this meeting because that will be very difficult. But maybe it's an idea for those of you who do not have a full understanding of the charter to have a bit of a discussion about the scope of the charter and what it really means. So that's more a suggestion. The first question is someone of you, before we go into that, is someone of you willing to act as chair? It doesn't have to be at this meeting, but say at the upcoming meetings. Luis? Yeah? Okay.
I second that.
Yeah. Fabulous. We've started, and we gave already an introduction that you, an observer from the European Regional Organization.
No, but...
Okay. Yeah, okay. But he has arrived.
The introduction.
Yeah.
But we have a chair.
Okay. And we have a chair. Do you want to do it from here, or do you want me to continue to give a brief introduction into the charter? It's now up to you. Yeah. Okay, so the charter of this working group, as I said during the CCNSO meeting, it builds upon the incident response planning working group. And so what they've done, I would say, they've identified four or five major all day. That working group had a couple of results. I think the first one is they defined a contact repository, the details for the contact repository, and they all quoted in the charter itself. The second thing, and probably the major achievement, is for that how the contact details, so how the channels, in which instances the repository should be used. So that's more the use cases, as they called it. The third major result was, and that's why they stopped, in fact, is they identified possible ways to set up this repository. And this is, so that was the planning, and this working group is taking up from that part of the working group, so that's dealing with, at the end of the day, with a make decision. It is the, and in order to answer that question, that then you have to have a bit of an understanding and develop a kind of models for how such a repository could be run, so that includes financial models or funding models. And that's not just installing it, but also for maintenance and for operation. And then you have, once you have an insight in that, so for the make decision and for the buy decision, if you have a reasonable oversight of what is involved and what are the different elements of running such a repository, then we have one side of the equation. The second side of the equation, which is also in the charter, and that's probably from a CEC perspective is very important, is how will this model or how will this repository be funded? And again, there are different funding models, and I think they were also identified rudimentary in the oversight of the planning working group, but it was out of their mandate to really delve into it. Say, that's, for instance, you could foresee something that maybe ICANN should fund it from the SSSR planning budget. That would be a suggestion. You could seek outside financial contributions. That's a model for funding, or from the CCTLD community itself. But then you have questions, how do you collect the money, and how do you deal with, say, the smaller registries, the real small registries? There are some CCTLD registries out there with just 200 domain names. So then the funding, for them, the funding can be a real issue. Just to give you an example, you've seen it as a result, say the incident response planning working group already was in touch with one or two external providers. And I think initially it was $1,500 or something to get registered, and on a year basis it is almost, don't quote me on the numbers, but it was about $800 to $1,000 to maintain and et cetera, the contact details. So if you do that year in, year out, that's a very expensive operation, especially for the smaller one. So it's going to be quite an exercise, but at least that's something you can do. So these are initially the two major tasks for the working group, and as once we have the working group has completed these two major tasks, then the intention is to get back to the community and come up with, say, a reasoned proposal based on this and see where the community wants to take it. And if we have that feedback, it goes back to the council with the recommendation from the working group, and depending on the decision of the council, then the working group will be asked to start really implementing it in the sense of organizing the implementation, either if it's going to be an external party, manage the RFP process, etc. So, but that's a later on in the game, if we ever get to it. So my suggestion would be that, say, as a first start, we start thinking about a work plan and what should be included, and maybe the chair and we together could develop a work plan that can then be discussed online and or on conference calls. And once we have it, then we have a reasonable oversight of what needs to be done and who can do it, and maybe ask for additional volunteers, because I think what is at least in my mind is very clear. This is quite an extensive exercise if you want to do it properly. So come up with funding models, etc. And maybe we could use the expertise from the finance working group as well. That's again an option that we could include in the finance in the work plan. But that's just brain dumping. Are there any questions at this stage? Akashura, are you clear on this?
Hello,
and Toshi?
Hi.
Hi. Do you have any questions or... Any comments?
No.
Okay. So I think, to make it a bit more substantive, this meeting, I don't know if any of you have an idea what could be included in a work plan, so we have a bit of a common understanding what everybody expects with what that needs to be in this work plan in order to move forward. Or you could do it the other way around, that Louise and I, and together with, that's an alternative route, but that's up to you, that Louise and I will start discussing what we think should be included in the work plan, and then we send it out. So, it's more your preference.
I want to hear opinions of this meeting about that, those two proposals.
Well, my suggestion is perhaps we should have a go at it now while we're here, and at least agree on the bigger picture of what it is our terms of reference, I guess. Then from there, if you have a document, then we can take it back and work on it. And might as well, while we're here now, utilize the time.
So,
Yeah.
This is where I stop.
Over to you. Okay.
Ibrahim, you have an idea what you want to include in these terms of reference?
No, I actually wanted to look at others, just see whether we can learn something from that. But to be honest, maybe I should also read the original document that proposed the working group. And that might be another way. But I'm open for the suggestion, yeah?
Yes, it's a good idea to come.
Share with you for a minute.
This is my first working group.
then
I need some help here. Okay. Working plan is, if I understand well, the working plan is for this working group, how we proceed to obtain the...
Okay. You say that's why it was included. Say it is more or less, say, defining the activities the working group will undertake and when.
Okay.
That's in principle, and if possible, you assign already some responsibilities. But it is probably what you normally see in these type of working plans, knowing, say, these main tasks, how would you break them down and then assign them to people and then build on that is like starting a project.
The least not very different like other working groups supposed to in experience. I saw that the have some conference call meetings and define some lines of subject to work to. Maybe we can share some PowerPoint presentation or something like that with ideas and discussing in these conference calls. And about time, I'm not so sure, but we expect you mentioned that this can take so long to define some products, this chapter, then I can follow the usually way that works the working groups. And I think in this way,
it's generally say what has been. I don't know if you attended the FOI working group. What is generally a very good way is say that initially you start working identifying some topics and then put them in a kind of strawman document, either PowerPoint, and then you discuss it on these conference calls, and we can use the Adobe room. And so that's one. The second thing is, and this is something you need to think about, is how often you want to meet. It's some working groups hardly meet, and some are very, very frequent, like, again, the FOI, and we have another joint working group. They meet every 2 weeks. And depending on the frequency you meet, you can make a lot of progress. So again, that's a question for the working group that you need to answer yourself. So how you want to approach it? You want to make it very intensely, at least the first time, and to get up to some say a working plan. That's your choice.
I can suggest once a month. I don't know if it's okay for you.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and because it's some long time between conference call and conference call, the idea is try to interact through email or something like that to take out some advance and prepare the more the sufficient information for each conference call meeting. I think it could be a good way. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, to me it's from 1st of July that I'm really on the digital, the other side of the digital divide, but that's okay. It's only another week to go. So I guess from then onward, then yes, I'm quite happy. But I also like the CCNSO model where the documents are shared and people can input. So maybe we can even have a go at it very soon. Send something.
Can I just note that there will be a wiki page where, and you can use it however you want. If you want me to upload all the documents so they are in one place, or if you want to edit and upload them yourselves, it's up to you.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just thinking, wouldn't it be interesting for you if you, just as inspiration, look at the working plan that was made for the previous group? Not to copy and paste it, but just to have an idea, because I think certain things will come back. I tried to look at it, but I don't have it in my my folders anymore.
Should be on the wiki. This is fine. The incident response planning working group. Yeah, and I think, given this one is building on top of or using the outcome of that working group, I don't know. For instance, if you are aware of what that working group has produced. If you have seen the final presentation?
Yes, I did. I did take a look at it. I think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did. It was a PowerPoint presentation.
Yes,
yes, I did see that.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Okay, if not, that would be the not recommended, the obligatory reading for writing the working group.
Yeah.
The results of the incident response working group.
Yeah, because I think that is, because that's the starting point, I think everybody needs at the same speed or at the same understanding. And we could even ask if there are questions relating to that product, I could ask Jörg Schweiger to address some of these questions from the working group members so they fully understand it. So Jörg is the chair of the former working group. So he gave the update here as well as a starting point on, that was Tuesday, wasn't it?
Maybe I can share some ideas to let you know and let you thinking about.
Okay.
I was working with the incident response working group, and I was there when we defined the creation of this repository. In fact, there's something in my concern about this repository is the maintenance of the repository could be a huge task. Not in the way of technical or money or something like that, but in the way that keep the information of the contacts updated and have no discrimination about some domain that put some money for or not put some money for the repository. We need to create something that could be currency, universal, and allow access to all the country code, all the contacts in this repository. Because when some incident happen, this kind of incident, don't pay attention if it's a huge CCTLE or a small CCTLE. It could affect the whole community. Then the whole community must be informed. And must be informed about the incident. So, the whole community must take the opportunity to report an incident, for example. Then this tool should be very, very easy to use, very open, and have the information updated every time. And this could be the most hard thing because it's very easy to set up a new repository and getting many data on there, but 6 months later is completely outdated. Then the hard thing is to keep update that, and then maybe one of the very good input from the member of this working group is share some ideas on how strategies to use to keep that information update and in the simplest way possible.
I have a question. In the repository, you record the incident, and do you also record the what I call the solution?
It is maybe that's why we have to go back to the say the incident response planning working group. Mm-hmm. This repository is about contact details.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And given the sensitivity of these contact details for some CCTLDs, and knowing that, for instance, some other repositories, like our own, is not extensive or not up to date, is you want to define a set of contact details in case of incidents, and who do you need to contact? And what is defined by the working group as well, the previous working group, in which cases do you want to contact somebody? The next stage could be that, that means that it could be an external party who uses this for a particular incident. It could be a CCTLD who has an issue, discovers it, and wants to forewarn all the other CCTLDs, or it could be ICANN. So, and that was going, again, a step back in time. That was the reason why it was that started this whole process was the Configure incident, I would call it. Is at the time, ICANN staff started to push information, and it was not clear, first of all, was this a real incident that people questioned whether this was an incident that they should provide information. But secondly, and that was, it wasn't clear that the information was coming from ICANN. that were some questions raised. And secondly, they couldn't reach everybody. They had to use the regional organizations. They had to use other CCTLD managers because their contact details were the ones in the IANA in the IANA repository, so the IANA database. Some of them are out of date. So that was discussed here as well. They are not describing, they're not accurate.
Yes.
Other CCTLD repositories, like, for instance, Center has details for CCTLDs who are members, maybe some non-members as well, but again, that's used for different purposes, so you always get to the wrong people. So that's another thing that you want to, that is specified already in this repository.
Maybe to complement that, if this contact repository will be part of our more wide system of incident response, then this contact repository should have the characteristics to be accessible by X number of incident response systems. It's a good idea to know how will we work this? How will work this repository? Because could be accessed from CERT or CERT, something like that, or I don't know if the project of the DNS CERT is going on or something like that. But the idea is, could this contact repository have the trust information about how to contact the responsibles in the CCTLDs, and should be a tool used by another systems, not exactly a complete incident response tool. This is the idea.
So if I understand correctly, then this working group ultimately they will have to come up with a solution on how to answer those questions. Basically, how do you go about updating the CCTLDs or informing them about incidents and so on? In fact, the reason I was interested in this working group was we were just going through the CERTs and the CCERTs in Africa. And similar questions come up. How do you talk to the CERTs people? And now we're forming AFCERT, which is Core Continent. So hopefully I'll share that with you as well, and it might be something we can exchange or learn from that as well.
This is Bart again. That was, say, one of the solutions that the former working group already looked at is, say, and they came up with, say, as an example, this model. I think Jörg contacted IT something in Germany. I forgot the name. And that is used as a repository by some certs in Europe as well, very widely. But that was very, very costly, precisely for the reasons you just described, for maintaining the contact details. What they did, they contacted the people in the repository every month just to check automatically. And that makes it very costly. So it's the maintenance probably where you will have considerable issues. Say, building it, because in principle, I think it's a very simple database. But once you have the data in, then next step is, and you need to be ensured that you, that the contact details are up to date. And somebody needs to do that. If the purpose is, for the purpose it should serve.
Are there any timelines? In other words, is there expected closure time, and with the sunset.
That's why the first step for this working group is to come up with a work plan, because then you define your own timeline. And once you have defined your own timeline, there is more or less soft commitment to maintain that timeline. Otherwise, you have, that's the risk of, say, these complex working groups, that you run on and on and on and on. a never-ending story.
Yeah.
That's what you want to avoid.
Maybe an idea. I'm not so sure about this, but I'm not so sure if you expect doing this in a very short time that is realistic. No, not realistic, but maybe a suggestion would be have a closing meeting in the next ICANN meeting.
Mm.
Having something like face-to-face meeting, and in that meeting we can close with the goals of this working group. I don't know if it's too soon, but
I guess it will be too soon.
Too soon?
Yes.
Maybe you have a preliminary report.
It's what you probably want to do, and but I have no clue. I don't know how. So it looks very complex at the surface. And then you need to consider a reasonable timeline, given that you are all volunteers.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of juggling.
But okay, I understand. Then we can take in account the next cycle meeting to have a face-to-face meeting to try to push, because the face-to-face meeting is helpful because you can push the things faster than the conference, because the conference sometimes you go slow because it's difficult to communicate and have everybody there. Then maybe 6 months, something like that.
Say you can do two classes at such a work plan, looking forward, and have some idea in the back of your mind, okay, the Dakar meeting is very early, maybe the first meeting in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
That will be in Costa Rica, I hope so.
That would be very, very nice.
Yes, I welcome you.
I want to see Brian Ruiz.
I don't want to keep this forever. Then
I
suggest that we can push the things to finish then the first meeting in 2012.
That's my advice. Be very realistic about it. Say you got a couple of things. Okay, if you want to have two meetings, for instance, in at the Dakar meeting, we can arrange it. So early in the week, or maybe later in the week, when you have spoken with people. So that's one way of doing it.
Okay.
So that's very clear. So we'll schedule at least one meeting of this working group in Dakar. But also be realistic about the time you can spend on this. And maybe it's just a matter of collating information and seeking to understand the issues first, and then writing it up in, say, whatever you want to call it. Maybe something in a progress report, and that doesn't... A progress report is, as you have seen with the planning work group, could be even a PowerPoint with some additional lines to it.
Yeah.
So a report doesn't always have to be a written report. My view, as long as the information there is contained in that report is clear, because I know drafting will take a long time.
Yeah.
Any comments? Atushya, any comments, questions? Hitoshi, sorry.
I'm here.
Any questions or comments from your end?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I have a slide here from the past working group, but this slide never goes to the final report, something like that, but this idea to clarify the could see this repository, and I want to share with you this idea.
Yes.
I have it here, but because we are in the idea is there's a contact repository here, something like a database, maybe with something like LDAP protocol that could be accessed for any other incident response system. And it's a good idea maybe define some rules here, how could access this repository.
Yes.
And the important thing is how to maintain this repository. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. This is more like an idea how to clarify what we are doing. And we can work in this way. I can send you some graphics with ideas and receive from you some input.
Okay. And you all know you are subscribed to the email list. Say we've created a dedicated email list, so that's easy for you. You all subscribe to it. We have a wiki page, and say for more, if you want to go outside, say something like a progress or whatever. So the charter is there, also on the dedicated web page for this work. So these are the three means. And I think, especially if you start using this or want to use other tools for presentation, etc., and for discussion, and for every call we can set up an Adobe Room as well. And they seem to work pretty well for meetings, because then you have all the things, everybody looks at the same thing at the same time. So... Maybe to end the meeting, because we're getting close to six, and I'm...
Okay, no problem. I think it's not becoming clear, so perhaps if you want to share this with us, I'm quite happy even to start something. I can even send you a draft work plan if you want. And
yes, sure. My idea is to send this soon as possible. As soon as this meeting finished, I send this. This is a draft, but it's to give an idea and three... Feel free to provide any other comments over this, and we can start with this graphical idea what we need to do, and after this we can start to put some more information about this.
And maybe that's another thing. Say what I'm thinking of is that you can already see, say, having this repository. And looking into funding models, etc., or for the biomake, is that you say that's already in the charter. You got the three phases for this for such a repository, which are important regarding funding. Say, first of all, is making it or having it. So this to building such a repository, either you use it already existing one, or you ask people to make it. So that's part of the cost function. Mm-hmm. The second one is indeed, and that's going to be the most difficult one, is maintenance. And I know the former working group has already some requirements regarding the maintenance. That's in the charter as well. That's the result of the program. Working group of this previous working group, and I think there is a third phase as well mentioned in the if you look at, so it's reasonably specified.
There's also then preparing and sending out a request for proposal and
but that's the next phase.
Yeah,
may I have a look at it? I haven't seen it for quite some time. Fact is, implement, maintain, and operate. So that's once, say, you could, so the cost factors and other relevant to implement, maintain, and operate. And maintenance and operate, it was used to, I think, operate is sending stuff out when there is an incident. That could be, and I think one of the proposers had additional costs when they really have to send stuff, because that's something different than maintaining it. And the different funding models, it's not just funding, it's also the management and governance models. And governance models is, should it be owned by the CCTLD community? But then you have a question, or managed by the CCTLD community. But then you have a question of, yeah, what happens if somebody leaves the CCNSO or is not a CCNSO member, or should it be run by ICANN? And then you have some concerns. Already you can list a whole group of things, but that's another way of looking at it. And some of these two major components from the workload, and delve into it. And probably there should be a lot of material out there to fill in some of this. It's a matter to you. It's not more or less explore, is more providing an overview and see where we can come up with this. That's another way of looking.
Okay. The first two things we will do is send this report, the email, and this is another proposal of a repository. And we start with that.
Okay.
Toshi, any questions from your end or final comments? Natasha, are you still there?
In Japan? In Japan or where?
Yeah.
You mean where in Japan?
Yeah.
Maybe in the north where they are. There. Oh, yeah.
Hello? Hitoshi?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any other thing you want to add or have questions about or remarks?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you all very much. This is the end of the first meeting, and we have a chair.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where were the three?